Yesterday, we talked about the celebs doing their bit for Corona. We know Rihanna is raising money, a bunch of other pop stars. But someone who's kind of flown under the radar is Twilight superstar Taylor Lautner.
He's flown under the radar, yeah. All radar, for the last 8 years.
Probably best known for dating Taylor Swift at one point.
Yes.
I'm sure one of her songs is about him. But Taylor Lautner, for some reason...
He was Jacob in Twilight, yeah?
The wolf. The wolf guy.
Never had
a shirt on. Not the vampire, the wolf. He is selling some dirty gym clothes on eBay to raise money, he says, for the fight against Corona. Doesn't go into too much detail as to who the money's going to.
He literally says he doesn't know where it's going. He's just trying to raise money.
But we did find out that it's currently sitting at auction for $1,900.
Oh, well, there's a leather jacket that's going for $1,900.
Oh, is that the leather jacket?
So it's individual items.
Okay. So at $1,900, we thought, for any celeb merch, it's a bit embarrassing.
His gym shorts started at $10.
Yeah, that's the most expensive. $1,900 is the top one.
And
it's a quality leather jacket that you'd probably, I don't know much about leather jackets, but I feel like that's how much you'd buy it for.
Probably. Yeah, and especially with, you know, the stink of, you know, one of my favourite film stars, if he has a fan.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd pay more. So, Ducko, you thought...
We all thought collectively.
Did we? you would enter this, you know, battle against Taylor Lautner to help the fight against Corona.
Yeah, it's a Duckman versus Taylor Lautner. That's how I like to see it. I'm going to sell some of my own gym shorts, right, on eBay. Now, these are, Nick, you asked me to get some gym shorts for my Australian rowing days.
Yes.
These are warm-up shorts that I wore in the rowing team.
For the silver medal in the World Championships.
Nah, they're not the official Australian merch because I couldn't find them. They're just mine that I took over there and wore.
So okay. You wore them in that game?
Yeah, yeah.
Race. What's it called?
Race.
What do you call rowing?
It's a race. You
that
got it.
Row.
I wore them over in France at the World Champs, and I have worn them plenty of times since. I've owned them since I was about 17. So they've been around for a while. I'll pass them over to you, Jess.
Don't touch them.
They've got a nice smell about them. Haven't been washed.
Nico, you can give them.
Oh, yeah, there's a definite gym scent about them. They're worn. Yeah. Do people have the option of getting them washed?
I think so.
It's actually wafting in the air because you threw them.
Yeah, you can smell it. It follows you everywhere. And there's actually, Jess, could you please lift up the pants and look at the gooch? You will see a hole. There's a hole in the pant.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's from squatting.
From squatting. So these are like your regular workout shorts.
Yep. And I'm willing to sell them on eBay now. Our producer Sophie has put them up on eBay. You can find the link on Nick Jess Ducker Instagram or hit Newcastle on the story. Sophie, how much are we starting at? What's the bid?
$2, but there's no way they're not selling. It will get up to at least $100, I reckon.
Oh, big call. That is a big call. But Sophie, we're trying to beat Taylor Lautner here. I mean, we need them to get it to $2,000.
Well, I said that the challenge yesterday was to beat Taylor Lautner's gym shorts because it's like for like.
Yeah,
that's US $10. I've just crunched the numbers. The exchange rate today is at $1.53.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sell these for more than $15.30.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's scratch the $1,900 leather jacket. Yeah. Not fair.
No.
And then you can beat Taylor Lautner because at the moment, this is what I'm hearing. Taylor Lautner, say he bought like a Toyota Yaris for $20,000. He could say, yeah, but this is Taylor Lautner's Toyota Yaris, and it would still be $20,000.
It'd still be average.
100%.
So these are
little feeler gym shorts. are on equal playing fields.
Yes.
And yours have been overseas.
They have been. They've been
and
overseas.
They're ripped.
They're very smelly and ripped. I will wash them if you want me to wash them.
However, upon request.
Upon request.
Otherwise, if you want the stench of the duck man, these are well and truly stenchy.
It's nearly world beating. But
those little cheeks. So anyway, the link is on Nick Jess Ducker. It's on Hit Newcastle. It's in our bio on Instagram. You can find it multiple places. I urge you to go in and start the bidding. I mean, it's at $2.
Yeah, and because he was a cox in a rowing boat, right?
Oh,
the butt is the only thing doing any work. Sitting.
It's true. I'll do a lot of glute work. That's probably why I'm going to rip near the gooch.
Yep.
Just sliding up and down.
Yeah, let's make it happen, Newcastle. Let's beat Taylor Lautner together by buying Ducko's gross rowing workout
shorts. Don't undersell them. My beautiful, almost world-beating butt coxing shorts.
Yes.
If you got $15.40, get on to it.
This is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
Well, I'm in a bidding war with Taylor Lautner,
the
celebrity.
We're in a battle with Taylor Lautner, the wolf from Twilight, which, I'll be honest, boys, for a random Wednesday in May, I didn't see us being here.
Well, if you told me you'd be in a battle with Taylor Lautner this week as I was coming into work, I wouldn't have believed you.
Beauty of radio, beauty of what we do, isn't it? Taylor Lautner put up some gym clothes. He put up individual items, one of which was sweaty gym shorts.
Yeah.
And he got a bid of, Nick, how much?
$10 US. So I've just looked on his listings, yeah, and they're just prices. So they've sold. They're no longer listed. I can't see the sold stuff.
Right.
So he's got like a signed hoodie for $995, but that's just the price. You just buy it or you don't buy it.
Just buy it.
He's got a Calvin Klein jacket for $950, previously $1,350. So the thing is that I think that $10, which was listed yesterday as the gym shorts, that's the price. So $15.30 is the conversion to Australian. That's what you've got to beat.
Well, here's the thing, guys. We only put this up about, what, 8 minutes ago?
Oh, 7.5.
We've had like over 9 bids. It's had like 44.
Over 9, so 10.
Mate, you was going to make it sound better. These are my gym shorts.
Double digits, boys. Double digits.
Guys, you've had over 9.5 bids. It's had 44 views. Now the bid, Jess, how much are we up to right
Mate,
now?
Mate, Ducko, in 8 minutes of your sweaty gym shorts that you wore over in France in some rowing competition you did, the auction is currently sitting at $20.50.
I never thought I would say this, but suck it, Taylor Lautner.
Suck yeah! it, Taylor Lautner.
You have delivered Newcastle.
This is amazing. He was trying to do his bit for Corona, raising money.
As are we.
And we thought we'll do our bit. And Ducko, within, 8 minutes.
Yeah.
You've raised more money than a Hollywood, let's call him a superstar to make this Why even not? More dramatic.
Wow. There's your newspaper article.
I think you just bought the vaccine.
And this is the thing.
We were raising money for Corona.
We listed this on eBay with a 7-day auction period. Yeah. So we've got 6 more days.
I was going to say, how long do you want to keep this up for? Because I've already beaten him. So we've already done what we set out
to
do.
If you say 7 days, I think you've got to keep it up for 7 days. Otherwise, you lose all the bids.
Yes, it's unfair. So it's 6 more days, hit fam. You can go.
How high can we get this?
How high
Maybe
can we get it?
Maybe even $22.
Oh, mate, I'm living on the edge. I'm thinking 30. Stop it.
Settle down, mate. Don't, you're getting a big head.
In Hollywood right now. I've lost touch with the common man.
The link for Ducko's...
Remember us.
Who are you guys?
Link for Ducko's sweaty gym shorts, pics and all. Head to the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page. You can find the eBay link there. Cast your bid. All money going towards a nondescript coronavirus solution.
We aren't going to take the money for ourselves. We will put it towards something. We just don't know what yet.
We'll find out what Taylor does and we'll do that too.
Yeah, we'll copy
and then
him.
Send him a DM going, suck it, we're better than you.
I'm going to slide into his DMs today and be like, hey, mate, just FYI, I've beat you already.
Let's get him on the show.
He's not busy. Let's be real.
His self-esteem would already be
so low.
Not that high, I wouldn't imagine.
Takeaway is he doesn't have a lot going for him, does he?
Yeah, he's like, Ducko __ beat me.
Oh, is this the Filipino guy?
This is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
Guys, I'm smiling from ear to ear today.
I know, and we didn't intend this to make you happy. We thought it would be embarrassing.
Is that what we did? I was wondering if you guys were so
100%.
Keen.
100%!
So a bit of background, guys. Taylor Lautner of Twilight, we're going to call it fame, is selling a lot of his old clothes online to try and raise money, vaguely for coronavirus somehow. Now, he put his gym shorts up and they sold for $10 US. And we said, Ducko, put up some of your gym shorts from the World Championships in France from
rowing.
2000 and whatever for rowing.
And
he said, look, these aren't the actual shorts, but they're shorts that I kind of wore for warm-ups and things.
Yep.
They've got a
My
hole
personal.
In the
gooch.
And the undercarriage. There's a little rip I've just noticed on one of the legs.
Yep.
They're very stinky.
Very smelly. We did say, if you want me to wash them, I will wash them or they can come unwashed. I will say.
We've been very transparent about their flaws.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
We haven't been lying about anything. And guys, the bid, would you believe?
So we were aiming for $15.30 Australian.
Just to beat Taylor.
Just to beat Taylor Lautner's price.
It is at $83.
What?
My shorts are at $83 from Natalie 0988. She's the highest bidder so far. It's between her, a guy called Deegan, and then Mitch. They're all in a bidding war.
Is it the three sort of rotating?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Well, Ducko, I've just done you a favour. I've shared it on my personal Instagram as well. So we'll get an influx of maybe some.
Can we get over 100?
I mean, if I share it on my personal Instagram, probably.
They'll probably go down.
Somehow it'll breach eBay's laws and somehow go down to my 3 followers.
They're at 86 right now, guys.
Oh, my God. It just went up $3 more.
It just went up.
This is incredible. Suck it, Taylor.
Get on bid. It's on Hit Newcastle. Nick Jess Ducko Insta.
This is Nick Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
And that auction, my friends, has closed last night about 9:30. Now,
because it stayed on $86 for a while.
Yeah, we skyrocketed in the first day or two, didn't we?
Yeah, but then it was stagnant for a long, long while. And then we released a yelly ad yesterday because there is nothing more effective than an ad that yells at you to buy something.
Yeah, to get off your butt, get your credit card out,
yeah,
and start shopping.
And that proves true because it went up.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, guys, but after the yelling ad, it went from $86 and last night it closed after 45 bids and a bidding war at $170.
Whoa.
And you just wanted to get over 100 to really say suck at Taylor Lautner, Ducko, but now 170 raises a lot of questions.
That's a lot of money for my gym. I almost feel bad.
That's more than 11 times what Taylor Lautner sold it for. And the man, Dean from Newcastle, who bought the stinky gym shorts, joins us now. Dean, good morning and congratulations.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much. How you going?
Oh, excellent. Dean, the first question, would you like Ducko to wash the shorts or do you want them to come with pure Ducko stink?
No, pure Ducko stink, definitely.
Absolutely.
I might even frame it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what was the draw card for you with my shorts, Dean? Was it the gooch hole in it or?
The rip in the...
Yeah, it was the tear, and it was also the photos of you in them, to be honest. I'm an admirer of the male body, so they were pretty good photos.
Okay.
Not to give you a big head, but...
Right. That mid-squat did it for you, Dean, right?
Yeah, that's what it was, those legs.
And do you have any other framed items in your house, or will it just be like bare walls, Ducko's underpants, bare walls?
No, just bare wall, definitely.
Oh.
Wow. I'm tickled pink, Dean, I really am.
And Dean,
it all started off with just a bid just for a laugh. And then, you know, I forgot that I don't like to lose. So
I
was sitting on the $86 all week. And then last night I got a notification going, someone outbid me. And I'm like, no way.
Wow.
And then from then on, it was just, yeah.
Do you know who was in a bidding war with you?
No, it was only one other person. They only give the first letter of the email address, and it was just P star star star.
Oh, P star star star.
Suck it, P star star.
Yeah. What were the increments going up by, Dean? Was it like, you know, $5 every time, or were you jumping pretty big because you ended up at 170?
Yeah. So, like, for a moment, it was like $5, and then I was like, you know, no, I just made a max bid of 180.
Oh,
and so it stopped at 170. So
right.
There was 45 bids in the end to get it up there. 45 bids on my sweaty
gym
shorts.
Yeah, but to be fair, it sounds like Dean was 40 of those bids.
Nah,
it was Dean and one other person.
Dean, you've done a great thing. $170 raised to battle coronavirus somehow. We
it
haven't
will.
Quite worked that out yet, but it will genuinely be going to charity. So the final one from us, I guess, is just like, what possessed you to pay $170 for gym
shorts? Just for the fun, just for a bit of a laugh. You know, I've got excess beer money there because the pubs have been shut, so spend it on something.
What a way recommission your saved beer money, I mean.
Hey, Dean, will I see you walking down the streets of Newcastle in my gym shorts?
Quite possibly. I live two streets over, so maybe.
Oh, God, you might cross paths. You'll recognise the shorts before you recognise Dean.
Oh, be gentle with them, Dean. They've served me some good purposes over the years. Congratulations and thanks so much, mate.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez, guys.
Wow. He's a hero.
Oh, he's a hero.